Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. If you've ever visited a nursery in the spring on the weekend, well, you're bound to see the parking lot full of cars and the nursery jam-packed full of shoppers. Spring remains the prime season when gardeners head to the nurseries to purchase and plant trees, shrubs, and ground covers. But you know, spring is really not the best time of the year to plant hardy trees and shrubs. Now, as we move into the fall season, is really the best time, and let me explain why. So when a plant makes the food in its foliage, you know, plants make the food they need through photosynthesis, and that process occurs in their green foliage. Not all parts of the plant get equal access to the food once it's been created. Flowers get the first crack at the food. Then any fruit on the plant gets all of its needs satisfied. The leaves that created the food are next in line to get the food that they need. Then the stems will take all the food they need from what was produced. And finally, what is left over is sent down to the root system. So when you plant a tree or a shrub in the ground, the most important thing we want that tree or shrub to do is to send out new growth into the surrounding soil. Those roots have to grow out into the surrounding soil to get that plant well established. Indeed, when you hear horticulturists talking about a plant getting established, we're specifically talking about that plant sending roots out into the surrounding soil. In fall, the flowering has already occurred, the fruiting and the growth, they're all over. These plants are beginning to settle down for the winter. And that means that more of the food the plant makes is available to go down to the root system. So hardy trees and shrubs have a natural root growth phase this time of the year. And that means if you plant hardy trees and shrubs now, the roots immediately begin to grow into the surrounding soil. This works for the plant's natural growth cycle and helps them get established far more effectively. If you plant a tree or shrub in the springtime, which is when so many people go out and plant them, in the spring that tree or shrub is more interested in growing new shoots. That's when all the new growth comes popping out on trees and shrubs, and that's also when many trees and shrubs come to bloom. So the food is all directed in that direction and very little is sent down to the root system. And that means at a time when that newly planted tree or shrub needs to be sending roots into the surrounding soil, it's not really. It's sending out more of its shoots and leafy growth, flowers and fruit. So again, that's what makes fall such a great time to plant. In addition, the cool to cold weather of winter is actually less stressful to newly planted hardy trees and shrubs. It's a more relaxed time of the year for the plant. It's settled in, it's dormant, and it's chilly. And the cold doesn't bother these plants in the least. If you're worried about planting the fall because winter is on the way, the hardy trees and shrubs we use in our landscapes simply aren't bothered by the cold at all. They're completely hardy in our climate. And this gives them a chance to establish during a cool time of the year so they have a better root system in the ground when the heat of summer arrives next year. Spring-planted trees and shrubs immediately see the heat coming their way not long after they've been planted. We also get plenty of rain this time of the year. So when you plant a tree or shrub in the ground in November or early December, you can water it in and just about walk away from it, and nature will take care of all that watering. Finally, nurseries are simply less busy this time of the year, and that gives the staff the more time to answer your questions and help you and provide you with really good service. Compared to the spring, you'll find the staff far more able to help you out with your needs once you get there. So remember, fall is for planting. Get out, get your nurseries this time of the year, and get those shade trees, flowering trees, and beautiful shrubs planted into your landscapes now. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.